WDR 101.9,
the best FM. Radio station in the whole frickin' world.
FM.
It's been a while. We missed 1 week because they were airing something else, and then we missed last time because we were having some difficulties with the microphone. But we're back.
Microphone issues. A lot of microphone issues.
We're back. We're better than ever. We got everything set up, and it's all good to go. And today we're just going to be doing a little check-in episode. So we're going to be checking in with all three of us. What have we been up to? What have we been listening to? And if you're listening to this and you care, then this is the perfect episode for you because you get to hear about that. And hopefully hopefully we can put you on to some good tunes today. But how are you guys doing? How are you doing today, Julian?
I'm doing okay. My voice is kind of gone. I had a show recently. It was really dope. We played with Second Nature, Feedlot, and Don't Sweat It. At Bullies. It was really, really cool, but my voice is like completely shot, so I might be a little quiet today on today's episode.
Yeah, Samson and I both went to that show. It was incredible. Oh, Tablespoons absolutely killed it, as always. And if you haven't checked out the Tablespoons, that's Julian's band that he's in. He's a singer, and he's really incredible. Mm-hmm. Me and Julian, or rather Julian and I, are in school now for music technology at Douglas. And we have a midterm project where we had to recreate some sort of song, and Julian's voice was so shot from the concert that he wasn't able to record the screaming part. So I had to record it, which was interesting. Julian was really able to like coach me through it and help me, which was awesome.
Abe did a great job.
Thank you.
Sounded great.
Just a little update. We're doing music school now, and maybe that will improve the production of these shows. Who knows? Samson, what have you been up to lately? I know you've been doing a lot of coding and stuff.
I'm so busy. Yeah. I have so much work. It's not good. Not good.
I'm sorry to hear that. But it's all fun work, right? No, not all of it. But it's rewarding, right? Once you learn it, it's like, okay, now I can do this. Because you're able to make that D&D, that D&D thing. You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. For one of my classes, I have to make like a project. And I'm coding a D&D like initiative keeper because a bunch of us play D&D. Like I know that all three of us play D&D.
Yeah.
And it's like it'll like be a cool little tool for the DM to use to keep like track of initiative, but still in its early stages. So we got a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm. We've all been pretty busy lately. Julian, what are you thinking of the program that we're in so far?
I'm quite liking it. Yeah, it's cool. I feel like I'm falling behind quite a bit, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah, it is pretty heavy. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we'll figure it out. We always do.
Abe, you want to give them a rundown on what we're doing in today's episode?
Yeah, for sure. So this is a check-in episode, and we're just going to be going over some songs that we've been listening to lately, some stuff we've been bumping. No really specific genre, just like kind of whatever we've been feeling lately, and we'll give a little description of each song. The first song I have here is Pretty Boy by Pouty Face. Now, Pouty Face is on the come up. She's not super, super popular yet, but she just got confirmed for the NHL soundtrack, NHL 24, I believe. I think that's the next one. really good song. She's really cool. It's like pop, but very innovative in the way she does it, and I just really like her voice, and the stuff she talks about is pretty I can't like relate to it, but it's just awesome. I really like it. But anyways, here is Pretty Boy by Pouty Face.
You look better in that dress than I do, imagining you wearing white, saying I do. Lipstick on my neck, borrow my skirt, won't get it back. I'm obsessed, I've never met someone like you. A testosterone. To be honest, I've been gunning for the girls. So if it's gonna be a boy, it's gonna be a boy who twirls. All that bro shit's got me bored. Yeah, I've seen it all before, but I've never seen a boy dressed up in pearls. All that testosterone, leave me alone. I'm a pretty boy. turns using my makeup. We look so good, they can't even hate us. We can play house when we're together. I can be Ken and you can be Heather. Happy fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Happy fun time music. Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
That was Pretty Boy by Pouty Face. I hope you all enjoyed that. Great song. If you're just tuning in now and you missed it, go look it up. That is Pretty Boy by Pouty Face. She's on the come up. All right, Samson, what do we got up next?
Next song is from this artist I discovered recently called Computer Wife.
You were playing this in the car for me on the way home from the Zach Fox concert.
The Zach Fox show was good. That was a good show. But yeah, Computer Wife is kind of dope. I'd say it's kind of more like, would you say it's like kind of like indie rock kind of?
Yeah, something along those lines.
It's pretty dope, yeah. She only has an album and an EP out. Only the two. And the song I chosen for all you guys is called Pathetic off of the album and not the EP. Definitely go and check it out. And here we go.
Public Library for this year's speaker series, Conversations on Race, a five-part series running every Wednesday from October 11th to November 8th. Conversations on Race will highlight the lived experiences of people who have faced Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, as well as highlight the immigrant experience and Indigenous cultures in Canada, culminating in a workshop on allyship that will leave attendees with tools for how to speak on and tackle issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion in their daily lives. To find out more, visit Coke Library, that's C-O-Q-L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.ca.
All right, once again, the last song was Pathetic by Computer Wife off the album and not the EP. Okay, remember that? Not the EP, the album.
How bad is the EP?
You do the EP is actually really good.
Oh, okay.
They're both really good. It's just that, like, I just wanted to specify that it's on the album and not the EP if you're looking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Up next is my song. It's Corruption by Morningstar. Morningstar is like the saviors of metalcore. No, they're like probably the best metalcore outfit right now, especially in Vancouver. If they got any, shout out Vancouver hardcore scene. Shout out Eli, he's an incredible vocalist. Shout out Kurt, crazy guitars. Anyways, they're super dope, and I definitely recommend going checking out their new EP, which they just dropped, A Reminder of the Wound Unhealed. And this is probably my favorite song off of it. It's called Corruption. Hope you guys enjoy. That was Corruption, once again, by Morningstar. Go check out their new EP, out now. Next up, we got Abe. Abe's got a song for us. I don't think I've heard this one yet. What's this song called?
This one is called Guang. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is by a Chinese artist named Chen Li. One of my classmates from school put me onto this, onto her, and I've been listening to her so much. And this is my favorite song from her. It just has such a beautiful melody. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
释然有点脏，路人行色匆忙，孤单脆弱不安都是平常。你低头不说一句，你朝着灰色走去，你住进混沌深海里，开始无望等待。你低头不说一句，你朝着灰色走去，你住进混沌深海里，开始无望等待。快乐缺点勇气，浪漫缺点失意，沉默一句一句都是谜题，都清醒都独立，妄想都没痕迹，我们一生不肯慢慢窒息。你低头不说一句，你朝着灰色走去，你住进混沌深海里，开始无
beautiful song. I love that melody. That is my favorite song from her. Yeah, I hope you guys like that. If you like that song, you should check out the whole album, and also her Live in Beijing album is pretty beautiful as well. And yeah, next up we got a bit of a banger. Samson, what is it?
Well, we have a song released by some friends of the show. For those diehard Harmonic Hooligan fans, I know you'll remember Jack from a few episodes ago for the folk acoustic episode. Yeah, and he's a part of the group that released this song called Openly Fade by Vivid Girl. And they have a music video out. So after you're done listening to our show, you can go and watch it. Like, you need to go watch it. But like, you need to.
Yeah, please, it's really cool. This is the guitarist of the Tablespoons. And also we've played some stuff from Arbutus Blue. Same guy. All right. Peace.
Just let me go. Fairness say that I should grow. Inches from another tall.
Join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
So that was Openly Fade by Vivid Girl. So proud of Jack. Well, so proud of all of them. Such a great, great song. Up next, we got Kind of Like Spitting, Birds of a Feather. This is definitely my favorite track off this album. And if you like this album, please give it a listen. Or rather, if you like the song, please give the album a listen, because this is a really, really good song and definitely a really, really good album. Yeah, here's Birds of a Feather.
Next up, we got Ken Carson, Fighting My Demons. Now, Ken Carson just dropped an album very recently, and I don't know if this is my favorite off of it, but this is definitely the most popular so far. And honestly, the whole album's pretty cool. Me and Julian, or Julian and I rather, are seeing Playboi Carti, Ken Carson, Destroy Lil Wahoo! And the Sign Gang in February.
So hyped. The only song I've listened to off this album was Succubus, and that was pretty good. I definitely got to give the rest of the album a listen.
Yeah. But yeah, here is Fighting My Demons. Cool little song. Hope you enjoy. What if my blunt? What if my cut? What if my reef? I'm swinging on kids. I'm swinging on kids. You know I'm a cheap one. You know I'm a cheap. I'm flying just like an eagle. Be crying on you. Long heater. Can't to see them. This shit is hard, ain't it? What I beat. I'm on the block, type of hunchback. Yeah, 3-5's a reef. Yeah, you know I'm a cheap. I be cheap. They be eating. Cut the lights off, we gon' pull up creep. We got four, six, we four deep in the photo Jeep. My boy trigger figure is hell, he's on the seat. My trigger figure ain't ten, I feel like D-Way with the heat. Made him do the run there, man, we said something right there. Shot set his feet. I pack tell young Yeet. She pack tell your sweet. Cut out that road, dress somebody, pull up to me. Let's play restroom, let's go first, you or me. You or me. Let's play restroom, let's first, you or me. You or me. Let's play restroom, let's first, you or me.
Ken Carson song. I really enjoyed that album. Anyways, up next we have a wonderful little song, wonderful little tune, kind of a change in pace. It is Held Down by Laura Marling. Very, very good song off the album Song for Our Daughter. I don't think Laura Marling has a daughter, but you know, it is what it is. Anyways, here's Held Down.
Seen and unseen. idea, you know, I hate to disappear, but the days are short and the nights are getting long. And I just mean to tell you that I don't want to be let down. Get lost in the crowd. Seen and unseen. Say what you mean.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
That was Held Down by Laura Marling. Incredible track. It's definitely my favorite off the album. And the album itself is incredible. I'm pretty sure Samson was talking about it briefly, and I might be wrong about this, but our friend, our mutual friend who showed us both the album, I believe he said that the album was like kind of hypothetical from the from Laura Marling about what she would do if she had a daughter, kind of, and songs that she would write for her hypothetical daughter. Anyways, this next song I'm playing for you guys is by Diane Chuck. It's a really, really, really good song, and this whole album is just incredible. I think it's called like Au Vanille. I don't know.
Au Vanille.
This is, yeah, Dere Shishi. This is Wild Deers at Dawn.
Go, any One Piece fans?
This is Wild Deers. Okay, you know what? Just listen to the song.
Sunrise.
So that was Wild Deer at Dawn by Diane Chuck. Really, really good album. It's predominantly just guitar and vocals. Next up, we got a song that Abe's going to introduce.
So if you remember earlier, I was talking about the Tablespoons show and they played with Second Nature. Now, this is a song from Second Nature called Nate Bust. They're a very cool hardcore band based in Vancouver as well.
It was such a blessing to be able to play with them. Like, we hit them up, asked them if they want to play a show, and when they said yes, we were all kind of fanboying internally, not gonna lie.
That's really awesome.
It was really dope, and they're such a sick band, like you said.
Yeah, the hearing their set live was the first time that I had ever heard them, and I really liked it. But here's the intro to their EP, Nate Bust.
We'll be right back.
That last song that's playing as it's fading out, it's Ain't Over Till It's Over off of Mama Said by Lenny Kravitz. I've been really liking this song, really old song. I've just been listening to it nonstop. It's just in my head at all times. I can't stop it. Like it won't go away. It won't go away.
It's such a good song and album. My mom is like a huge Lenny Kravitz fan. Like Stand By My Woman was my parents' like first dance song after they got married, so I've been growing up selling some Lenny Kravitz as well, and he's just a style icon too. Like his fits go crazy. Anyways, we don't have that much time left. This is B by Sundots. Incredible song, really good album. Recommend to take a listen. Sundots. That were the last words of Gold D. Roger.
Stop it. None more of that.
Sorry,
no
son,
more of
bad,
that.
My bad.
All right, y'all. We got one more song for you. This is IDGAF.
I have a bone to pick with Drake on this.
Money for fun.
Money for fun. Yeah,
okay.
This is off the new Drake album, and it was originally a Yeet leak, but then Drake decided to hop on it, and I know Julian has some stuff to say about this.
I was listening to this leak. Like I'm not a SoundCloud guy. I wasn't there during the whole SoundCloud phase. I downloaded SoundCloud to listen to this leak back in August. I swear to God, I was listening to it like every day, just thinking it was gonna be the hardest Yeet track. waiting desperately for him to drop a new album. And then I saw it on this, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then that first freaking little Money for Fun by Drake made me want to tear out every single hair on my body one by one. And I'm French and Italian, so there's a lot of hair on my body, and I wanted every single one to be plucked off individually by his grating-ass voice. Do you guys have anything to say about this?
I mean, it's a good song, but yeah, we wanted to end this with this because it's kind of silly just to see like how Drake kind of ruined
his verse. Just sucks too. His verse is so bad.
He says a whole lot of nothing. I'm not even a Drake hater. I like Drake, but like this one, not it. Anyways,
not it. No.
Really enjoyed speaking with you guys today. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure, and we will see you all in 2 weeks. And have a great rest of your Thursday evening.
Love, peace, and war.
Power.
Gold.
Wealth. Power.
Say
bye.
I make a switch. I'm a dab of my respect. I put a check up on my neck. Life check in the hip. I signed for a couple million. You only touch 100,000.
Penny X.
Yeah, I don't be giving up. I don't know what you call it. I don't be giving up. I say whatever I want. Yeah, I do whatever I want. I'm counting up money for fun. You know, popping just for fun.
Look, coming live from the. Coming live from the 1 out of 5. Coming live from the 3-2 time. Whole gang fucking eastbound and they down just like Danny McBride. Why I always see your dogs in the city? Think you boys left some soldier behind. Just like the JU boys try to buy.
That ain't gonna fly. Nope.
I took that one off of the table. October zone is a label. I stay with that on like a tie. I stay with that on like a bagel. I stay with that on like a lightsaber. Shot to my ex, I'm a lightsaber. My Glocky is sit on the night table. You light on the waist like a lightsaber. In Seattle, it's just me and Twiz. I hate you, boy, more than I ever did. You rapping my shit that you never did. My dog in a can like a metal lid. Three the kid.
I don't be giving up. I don't know what you call it on. I don't be giving up. I say whatever I want. Yeah, I do whatever I want. I'm counting up money for fun. You know, popping just for fun. All of my took got a gun. Couple my twists on the run. Couple my twists on the run. Couple my twists hit them up. Yeah, cut my twist at a bunch. Cause your money got take like it's lunch. We on the side that we punt. Bitch, I sleep in the day, I don't see sun. Big body left, you see that sun. The sun that gets cut up, gets fried. You really have no sweat, so what you did? You look back, try to take mine. I never needed no help. I never needed nobody. I ain't waiting no line. Better be a man and do the time. If you did the crime, why you crying? I just put up in everybody. I got a lot of money coming in. I took it out the phone with my demon. And he tell me that I'm gon' win. I'm on in it, I just be running up a check. I make a switch, I'm a dab at my respect. I put a check up on my neck, life check it in a hit. I signed for a couple million, you only touch 100,000. Ain't nobody selling style, ain't nobody want your soul. Tell me who the fuck gon' follow, tell me who gon' make it out. I don't be giving up, I don't know what you call it on. I don't be giving up, I say whatever I want, yeah, I do whatever I want. I kind of that money for fun. You know, popping just for fun.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off the presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me, come on in, and stay inspired in the meantime.
The first signs of trouble, you running. Can't say that I know you if I ain't seen you at your worst, but we coming from nothing. Do my successes annoy you or just serve you as motivation? Is it pain when I enjoy or indulge? Fruits of my own labor, the ends is grown, player. If I can do it, you can too. Go get your own, player. Cause ain't no place for the jealous and hating. We only out here celebrating each other. This black every day-ish. All you need is the patience, determination. Cause the mountain is high. When you slip, it will test you, have you doubt in the climb, right when you bout to arrive. Some take the easy way out, hitch a ride on the back of whoever is on the way up. They never show what they made of, they never put in the work. There's only so far I can take you. You got 2 feet so you can stand. I just hope you see the top just like we planned.
Never.